This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian authorities say a car bomb killed the adult daughter of an influential political theorist who is often referred to as Putin's brain. The Moscow's branch of the Russian Investigative Committee said preliminary information indicated a bomb exploded in the SUV driven by 29-year-old Daria Dugina. She was a TV commentator and the daughter of nationalist philosopher Alexander Dugin. Russian media say the explosion took place as she was returning from a cultural festival she had attended with her father, a vehement supporter of Russia sending troops into Ukraine. An advisor to Ukraine's president denied Ukraine involvement in the car bomb attack. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck southern Haiti a year ago, killing more than 2,200 people. More than 130,000 homes were damaged or destroyed, and thousands of impoverished people remain living in makeshift shelters and tents still waiting for help. The government says it's planted 400 tons of beans, donated 300,000 baskets of basic goods, and given $100 each to vulnerable people. But UNICEF warned last week that more than 250,000 children still have no access to adequate schools, and the majority of 1,250 schools destroyed or damaged have not been rebuilt. It said violence and a lack of funds have delayed reconstruction 1 year after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck southern Haiti, killing more than 2,200 people. Find more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali federal police said Sunday that security forces had ended the Mogadishu hotel siege by the Al-Qaeda affiliate militant group Al-Shabaab after nearly 30 hours of operations. Officials say more than 20 people were killed in the attack. VOA's Mohamed Dehaysain reports from Mogadishu.
Somali Police Chief General Abdi Hassan Hijjar said that casualties include civilians and security personnel who were killed in the Al-Shabaab complex attack on the Hayat Hotel in the center of the city near Somalia's Criminal Investigation Department headquarters. He said the main focus of the security forces was rescuing trapped civilians after Al-Shabaab fighters targeted the hotel with explosions and stormed the building, followed by a firefight that lasted nearly 30 hours. He added that the security agencies involved in the operations, who ended the siege at midnight, rescued more than 106 people, including women and children. The Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on Hayat Hotel in Mogadishu and claimed it had killed 63 people and wounded 107 others. The attack was met with international condemnation. This was the first deadly attack by Al-Shabaab on an upscale target in Mogadishu since Somalia's new president Hassan Sheikh Mohamud took office in May. The attack also was the longest hotel siege in Somalia since Al-Shabaab started its insurgency more than 15 years ago. Mohamed Daisane for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Pope Francis said Sunday he was concerned by rising tensions between the state and the Catholic Church in Nicaragua 2 days after bishop and regime critic Rolando Alvarez was detained. Francis said he was following closely with concern and sorrow the situation in Nicaragua amid a worsening standoff between the church and a government accused of increasing authoritarianism. A spokeswoman for the EU's foreign policy chief also said the EU was following closely. Recapping our top story, Russian authorities say a car bomb killed the adult daughter of an influential political theorist who is often referred to as Putin's brain. The Moscow branch of the Russian Investigative Committee said preliminary information indicated a bomb exploded in the SUV driven by 29-year-old Daria Dugina. She was a TV commentator and the daughter of nationalist philosopher Alexander Dugin. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.